Welcome back to the DBM Academy's podcast. We have an interesting week ahead, and the next 48 hours could be telling for crypto, stocks, and potentially the entire global financial system. It all boils down to one key indicator and one massive political event.
That's right. The only indicator you need to be watching this week is the US dollar index, or DXY. This indicator compares the US dollar to a broad basket of other currencies, such as the euro and the yen. Historically, the DXY has an inverse correlation with risk assets like gold, Bitcoin, and altcoins. When the DXY gets into a medium-term downtrend, the first leg lower typically corresponds to a Bitcoin rally, and a second leg leads to an altcoin season.
And that brings us to the big macro catalyst, a potential U.S. government shutdown, which is looking increasingly likely to happen this week, specifically Wednesday.
Exactly. Whenever there's a U.S. government shutdown, historically, the U.S. dollar goes straight down. A collapsing dollar means everything else, especially risk assets, tends to go up.
That's right. And the look at historical trends is key here. For example, in the 2013 government shutdown, the DXY initially rallied for a few days. But once the shutdown was over, it caused a massive, aggressive drop, and assets such as Bitcoin rallied as a result. The key takeaway is that the moment the DXY starts falling, we should expect very positive price action for stocks and crypto.
And as of today, the charts are signaling a massive move. On the DXY weekly chart, the Bollinger Bands are squeezing, which indicates a big move is coming, either up or down. If the government shutdown happens, that squeeze is almost certainly going to break to the downside, finally triggering the macro DXY drop that many have been waiting for throughout 2025 to kick off another price discovery season.
So what about altcoins in all of this? Well, there is a slight wrinkle. While a DXY drop is bullish for the market overall, the government shutdown could potentially delay altcoin ETF applications that are expected in early to mid-October. This might postpone the cycle top catalyst for those coins. Of course, those in the know appreciate this is also a positive, as it provides professional digital asset owners with a larger acquisition window.
That's right. From a technical perspective, on altcoins like Ethereum, Solana, and Sui, they recently fell below the daily Bollinger Band's moving average. A great buying opportunity for those who are informed. Now, the expectation is a rally back up to that moving average, with the next move hinging on what the DXY does in response to the shutdown. The long-term uptrend is still intact, as long as major cryptos hold their weekly Bollinger Band moving averages, suggesting a cycle top is due in the weeks ahead.
So, the bottom line is clear. The impending government shutdown is the main event. The moment you see the DXY falling, don't be surprised when crypto prices start to rally. As we cover every week in the DBM Academy strategy call, it is a fantastic skill to be able to monitor, accumulate, anticipate, and leverage the direct effects geopolitics and macroeconomics has on your digital asset business. It is a skill most are yet to realize. Be sure to keep yourself on the front foot with the support of the DBM Academy, especially as we take full advantage of the major liquidity events we have lined up as we end 2025 with a bang.
That's right, John. Mindset, skills, systems, income, and wealth is a winning formula. We cover a lot more detail about creating and protecting income in the popular DBM Wealth Builder series. Book your seat ASAP, folks. And don't get left behind. See the link in the show notes.